What's good, guys? This is your girl, Ayo Jazz. You are listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue, courtesy of Culture Zine Media Network, where urban culture lives.
Ayo, 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 personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Ayo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Ayo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if... Yo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else.
Can I make your ugly beautiful? First, I have to go to that ugly place, put it in verse, and then give it perspective. Raw dog, no contraceptive, only to give way to a beautiful truth. My beautiful truth, to be exact. Since we are all aware of the fact that your truth and my truth are probably not the same. So many promoters and poets so eager to jump back up in the game that they lose sight of their artistic vision. Blinded by the flashing lights of fame. Shit. Trying to be like P. Diddy. But you wouldn't do an internship or take a train ride into the city. You see, there's even an art to being a gangster for the paper. Unwilling to put the work in, counterfeit becomes a caper. Without having any integrity for the creative process, investing in nonsense, short money, talking fast, and sounding funny. These big dummies... Some have awards for themselves that don't exist. Some claim to be on the bestseller list, trying to get love from the fans. Ugly like a missed dunk from a player trying to be flashy, who could have won the game with an assist. What part of the game is this? You done lost your mind thinking art is disposable. This is a lyrical lobotomy to see if you have any brains left to view. Ew, it's ugly in there too. All I see are thoughts filled with the slave's mentality. Every time I tell you, hey, we free, you turn around and get mad at me. Metaphorically and systematically trying to make slaves out of the rest of us. Filling the game with mistrust and disgust. Lust led you here to this ugly place. You ain't lusting for hot bars, though. You lusted for sold-out shows without buying into the concept of practice, practice. Practice, practice. And it's really okay if you happen to lack this caliber of skill to spring forward so your time falls back quick. What good is fame in being in it if it's only for 15 minutes? Minute 16 shows no traces of your career. And I find it hard not to stare because the ugly doesn't stop there. Hey yo, Jazz, ugly is everywhere. It's at the open mic sitting in the captain's chair. Making the dope spitters like conscious eight wait while the real poets wait instead. I can go on and on hurting your feelings like I don't have a care. But I've got a job to do. And remember, this verse is to take your ugly and to turn it into something beautiful. Besides, there's uglier things than conscious eight not getting respect at the venue. That there's that hate that hides inside the bold bluffs of the fearful. Steady fronting like they prepared to be reckless when in reality they're being overly careful. Knowledge of self was left so far behind on this trip that they can't see themselves in the rear view. I understand that they don't know any better, and that's why I overstand you. The fear of love, the fear of pain, the fear of not being a success could make you see what isn't there and make your punk ass fold under the stress. But you promoters are the type to act fearful, but somehow maintain your composure. That's why I took it to the streets and popped the metaphors parallel so that this poet could expose you. Breaking you down like the pies you should have sliced, like my team who uses art as their profession. And now that the team ate every crumb on the pie plate, let's get right back to the question. How can I make your ugly beautiful? Testimony is the start. I observe your wicked ways, and then I turn them into art. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy epic show. Gun sounds insert right here. Lick shots. Yes, no, I'm not from Brooklyn, but I act like a crazy yacht boy Jamaican. I got Ayo Jazz in the house. What's up? Welcome back, girl.
What's good? I've been holding in so many Googles. That was helpful.
Let me tell you, I'm on fire.
It's good to be back.
This show, actually, it's good to have you back, Jazz.
Yes, this is going to be a lot of fun.
You know, I've been getting a couple emails. Everybody's just like, I'm feeling you. I'm fucking with you, Blue.
Good.
But where's Jazzo?
Where's she at, though?
And I felt some kind of way. Now.
Well, I'm glad.
But this is a double whammy. Are we really putting a black eye in the game right now? This is an epic one right now because we're talking about fuckery to fuck shit today.
Yeah.
How you took that fuckery moment, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, within the sound of my voice in Radio Land, and how you turned it to your advantage. You said, fuck that shit, and you turned it your own way. But we got a little assistance on this shit. We have a third set of eyes. Third eye. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? I'm going to let him tell you who he is. Please introduce yourself to the people. Please.
How y'all doing, man? My name is Conscious. I'm a MC poet from Oakland, California. Currently living out here in Sacramento. Just finished up a degree at Cosumnes River College. Just working on my career. I appreciate Graffiti and Jazz for inviting me up, though.
Knowledge is power.
I'm very excited to have him here. We've been trying to get this worked
out. For a minute.
Yeah.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? This dude, I'm co-signing him out of the rip. Jazz played me a couple of his songs, and I had the face scrunched up. And, you know, they say the black don't crack, but hell if it had a bunch of cracks that day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he's dope. He's a dope
absolutely. And just talking to the brother for like 20 minutes while we was getting ready to broadcast this podcast really had me excited to dig into his mind and his music and his agenda about what was going on. And dude is hungry, man. And he was chewing gunpowder when he was at the door. You know, he probably got bars for that ass out there.
Major bars.
Don't watch yourself. Don't just be coming up in here.
Between the two of you, I can't even.
Oh, goodness. I love lyrics, and you know that.
Yeah.
So
exactly. That's why when I told him, I put him up on game on you and who you are, what you're about. I was like, yeah, this is gonna be a dope collab. Like,
absolutely, it's dope. And you know, before we even get into the title of the show, before we dig into Conscious and his mind and his music, and before we start talking about the fuckery and into fuck shit, we're actually going to dig into Ayo Jazz. And, you know, it's interesting that the emails that I had when we first started this podcast were just like, man, why don't you do an interview of yourself? Because I need to get to know you a little bit better. And Phoenix Divine came through and she interviewed me. And then, interestingly enough, Jazz went off and the woman is a busy lady. I mean, you know, I didn't put a ring on it. So she had stuff to do, you know what I mean? And, you know, and she jumped it off, and there was about a good month or 6 week stretch where I was getting these emails just like, you know, we feeling you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where's your girl at? You know what I mean? And I was just like, oh, that's what's up. And I really wasn't feeling that bad. It wasn't that kind of way. You're a beautiful soul, and you bring life to this podcast.
Thank you.
First off, let's start with the obvious. You jumped off the podcast, girl.
I did. I launched my podcast and my blog on the same day. It was so exciting.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. You were one of the people who, you know, I kept in contact with about all the progress and what I was dealing with. Between school and work and my ideas, and I'm a perfectionist when it comes to my projects and my work, so I had to make sure everything as far as the blog and the podcast were going to be in alignment, you know, just from the creative aspect to the, you know, the work part of it and the quality. I wanted everything to be right. So eventually, after a couple months, few months after getting the idea to launch everything, I went with it. And Valentine's Day, everything launched. So I'm very excited. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful day.
This is actually a merger.
This is a merger. Yeah, this is on both clubs.
And Graffiti Blue.
AO Jazz and Graffiti Blue.
I'm going to put this also on my, you know, on my websites and podcasts and all that stuff. So, you know, definitely be on the lookout.
No, I saw the launch on SoundCloud, and it was getting a hella rotations, man. Kudos.
It did well for
that was extremely dope.
It did well for a first podcast and show me, you know. So
okay, well, let's kick the ballistics, G. how was that? Talk about the best of times and what worst of times.
Man, there's definitely the worst of times.
Okay, whichever one you want to start with.
I was telling Conscious a lot that between the you know, getting the website together and the podcast, there's a lot of technical stuff that goes into play. You're dealing with, you know, different people and their schedules and a lot of stuff that you have to manage. And I did everything on my own, my website on my own, you know, putting everything together on my own, all my creative ideas and everything. So it was hard because I'd have, you know, I was staying up 5 o'clock in the morning.
No, I saw you. You reminded me of myself.
It was grind time.
Just to paint a picture for the kids at home. You know, in a lot of aspects, Conscious, this is a nerd's game. You know what I mean? And we are in the technological era. Everything is pretty much accessible through your phone, through your watch, your tablet, GPS in the car, work computer, and so forth. We are definitely digital for real. I would like to give you my cosign, Jazz, because you did not necessarily bat your eyelashes and try to get, you know, captain of the geek squad, you know what I mean, to do it for you.
Yeah,
you
was
actually putting in the hours, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was mad determined.
What are you conscious of on this? Are you techie? Are you...
That's the dynamic I'm seeing.
Okay, that's what's up.
Really, nowadays, you can't be as mobile, as functional as you want to be without having some basic understandings.
Yeah.
I think of websites, graphic design. The more you know, the better.
Absolutely.
And the more opportunities you can have for yourself.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Just to put it into context for the people at home, how old, if you don't mind telling the people how old you are out there. Okay. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? This dude is 22, and he's spitting fire!
Newly 22.
He's that new 22.
Right.
4 days ago.
Yeah.
He that new.
Yeah.
So, this guy has the same 24 hours that you have. Ayo Jazz 25 has the same 24 hours as you have. And the OG, Captain, maybe General. I like General better.
General.
You know what I mean?
General G. Blitz.
Or when the ladies say Peace King, that's hot.
Oh,
I like
gosh.
That. Yeah. Is that egocentric? I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, but that's dope. But just to tell the both of y'all, I had a talk with some other OGs down the dial. My brother, Shaki Abdul, he's got Inside the Game with Shaki Abdul, and he was talking to street teams. And they were talking about how the technology of which I'm looking at, AO Jazz and Conscious, the youth, how people think that because the technology is so dope that the street team is now obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to ask the both of you, starting with you, Jazz, are you finding out that that's not the case? In my experience, you need a little bit of both, Conscious. You need a little bit of digital savvy, you know what I mean? And you still need to kill the show.
Mm-hmm.
You need to still be shaking hands, kissing babies, making connections and stuff. Is that what your experience is, Jazz?
Definitely. As far as my career and what I'm interested in, a lot of my time is spent branding myself and social media and putting myself out there. But the other half of the time is me networking and me branding myself in the physical. And, you know, I think that goes a long way. If people can put you put that picture of you into perspective in person and really connect with you. And really, I feel like that's huge.
If absolutely. People feel like
they can connect with you in person, it's a lot.
I got, I started trolling you, actually, and I became a fan. I didn't realize your Vine catalog was so extensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My videos, yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, man. You really...
It was way back.
You really, yeah. You've been grinding for a minute. And yeah. I was going back watching these videos, and this is hella funny.
I'm like, not the type to...
Especially the older stuff is kind of crazy. I was just like, that's just kind of dope. Yeah, yeah. That's just pretty dope.
And a lot
dope.
Of people look at me, and they don't expect the things that I produce.
Right.
The things that I'm capable of creating and where my mind is at. Like, I look nothing like what I'm...
No, you look like your prototype model chick that's supposed to carry a book on her head.
Yeah, I know.
And you're supposed to say how great America is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you were just
talking
so...
Talking politics and sipping tea.
But you're so cupping. Gully with it on the Vine. I'm just like, that shit is hot. No, it's a good contrast.
It's a huge contradiction to my physical, yeah.
That's really dope. And, how can people find you on the Vine, though? Can
definitely. Definitely check out my videos on Instagram at Princess Jasmine Nicole. Everything spelled traditional. They go way back. So you might have to do some scrolling to get back to some of the classic stuff. But yeah, definitely it'll be worth the scroll.
Yeah, I was
check it out.
Thoroughly entertained.
Yeah, there's some crazy, I'm not going to lie. There are some crazy ones that I was a little skeptical about posting. But I was like, you know what?
Oh, God.
What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah. What I in yeah. my experience is I just let it fly, man. At the end of the day, you know what I mean. I might the information that I give to people, I do research, ladies and gentlemen. I do fact check and all that. But if somebody may or may not disagree with maybe a nuance of how I said something, just from an energy standpoint, they know that. Every time we podcast, we have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's why I think the numbers are what they are. That's why I think people fuck with us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because we stay on our grind, but we actually
we're
have a freaking fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which I'm going to come off you for a second, Jazz.
Yeah.
And I got to ask Conscious this question while it's on the top of my head. Is the game fun for you right now?
At this stage, it's becoming fun
because
I'm finally getting to a place of peace within myself as an artist.
Okay, that's
you know, I'm accepting where I'm at. My new album is called Day to Day Still Dreaming, and it's about accepting right now, but still dreaming about everything I got on my goals. So
okay,
it gets fun depending on your perspective and how you know, utilizing your resources and how you connecting with the art.
Absolutely, no. Absolutely, man. I really admire the way you stay in the pocket on a song and the soul I feel in the song, Jazz. So even though you're just newly 22, I did not know that. Ladies and gentlemen at home, when you hear this, actually, you know what? We got to pay a bill anyway. I could go on and on about the freaking song. Okay. Let's just play the motherfucking song. We'll be right back. Keep your shirt on.
The Ultra Lounge is Roseville's newest place for the 21 and over to come out and play every Friday night. The Ultra Lounge features DJ Mighty Mike in the mix, playing the best in hip-hop and R&B. Drink specials all night, and it's only $10 to get into the Ultra Lounge Friday night. The Ultra Lounge is located at 1100 Orlando Avenue in Roseville. For booth and bottle reservations or to book a party, call 916-248-2120. That's 916-248-2120.
Another nigga, and embrace mediocrity with my dreams so much bigger. I ain't no Cole, no Kendrick, no Nas, no Jay, no X, no Pac, just me, my faith. Recognition don't depreciate my status, I'm great. Birds flock together, I'm a wolf though. I came up where it's cut though. No more fists and knives, that thing bust though. But this is story of growth, so listen. My motive to lead my people towards better lives. Imagine a world without evil, just imagine the paradise. Imagine being content, although your bread ain't really right. Because you got your whole life, rewind, let me take you back to Lockwood Elementary. She wasn't really meant for me. The fights, the struggle, the crush is part of my history.
For so long, I trapped my past so deep beneath my heart. On the surface was conscious, but shady been apart. Now I understand vulnerability is part of the art. So as I travel backwards, walk with me to the darkness. And let me tell you about my hardships. The issues scattered through my content. The lessons that brought this mindset. Cause now we a triple threat. I'm rocking shows for my people, killing verses for the fans. Put the spotlight on him, let the world see who I am. Make sacrifices, knowing I was a leader. And people see my confidence, assumed I was conceited. My pride made me pull away. At times I depleted my energy from feeding in the petty shit. Selecting taught me more than all them lessons did. Messing with bras and niggas that was irrelevant. From settling, I lost time and you can't ever win. Moments back, cause it's forever manifesting. From picking blessings from Satan's table. If Cain could kill, then you know these niggas ain't. Insecurity make weak niggas feel hateful. An opportunity make humble brothers feel grateful. I'm thankful, so thankful. Look, I said middle school fake games, we were still innocent. Imagine if we used our intellect instead of ignorance. The crossover's coming, really, but I ain't see it yet. What you want, your popularity or your self-respect? I understand vulnerability is part of the art. So as I travel backwards, walk with me to the darkness. And let me tell you about my hardships. The issues scattered through my content. The lessons that brought this mindset. Cause now we a triple threat. I'm rocking shows for my people, killing verses for the fans. Put the spotlight on them, let the world see who I am. Conscious.
Yeah, I'm conscious. Look, yeah, look. I said middle school fake games, we were still innocent. Imagine if we used our intellect instead of ignorance. The crossroads is coming, really, but I ain't see it yet. What you want, your popularity or your self-respect? Your self-respect. Your self-respect.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy and paraplegic niggas in wheelchairs. I know you was like, I'm feeling that. I know.
I'm so done with you.
I know you were just like, I can't feel my legs, but I felt that track.
Track, though, right? Pretty much.
I'm out of control, Jess.
You are definitely out of control.
Peace to all.
They gave you a day off and you just wilding today.
Peace to all. I'm sleep deprived. Peace to all my handicapped brothers and sisters, for I mean you nothing but love.
I'm so down.
You know what I mean? My scalp is handicapped. I can't grow a hairline like conscious.
Oh,
so, just to let you know, we all have a crutch.
Yeah, for sure.
What's good, Jess?
What is good?
I'm gonna go to conscious. One, because you're laughing, and two, because we just heard.
Yeah,
we just heard this track, dog, and you know, I didn't want to be long-winded with the introduction to the joint because I wanted cats to know that there are young dudes out there that have these old souls. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me personally, for how I was brought up, I was back in the freaking Nissan Stanza with Von Lena going across the Brooklyn Bridge or some shit, and the shit was like 92.
Yeah.
Let's go to the grassroots.
Okay.
Let's give a shout out to who's producing the music. I hear organs in there. Who's the team?
Okay, so now this track was produced by a dude named Chris Seller.
Chris, okay.
Yeah. I met him online, and we just was connecting. He heard some of my work, and we just connected. And engineering is my homie DJ Johnny.
Okay.
He been mixing and mastering and doing all the technical stuff on that.
Salute to the team, y'all. Y'all got a brother's face up in here, Scrunch, man.
So,
but you are the mouthpiece. You are the voice. And I know all about that. You know, you were saying some lines. Do you have a favorite line from that particular song? You know what I mean? That sticks out.
I just like the intro.
Okay, you know, that's what's up.
When I came out and I said, my I Ain't No Cold, No Kendrick.
No right, no, that was ice cold, actually, because you were setting the tone.
You know, I said that, and that's the first song on my album.
Okay, that's what's up.
I got an intro, and then that's the first track, and it just, for anybody listening, it's like me taking that step, you know, like defining myself as an artist and who I am, what I'm doing, what I'm representing, like, despite all the comparisons, because you know people hear the music.
Oh like, God! Oh Pop, yeah.
You sound like Pac. You sound like Cole. You sound like Nas. And them is some of my favorite artists, but it's kind of.
But still, yeah.
I'm doing my own thing. I'm conscious. See what I'm bringing, and I feel like that line just takes away that whole.
It really does, and that line actually is one of my pet peeves in this game, y'all. I really, because I do a lot of different things. So you figure I'll write a verse for a romance novel at midnight, and I'll be in the pocket with a verse till about 2:30 a.m. Get up 9 and dude will send me a beat and I'll write a hip hop verse. You know what I mean? Now to me, I'm the same dude, but when you go in the street and this dude saw you at so-and-so doing a hip-hop verse, and then he sees you pushing a book on Twitter, and he's scratching his head as if it's not all poetry. Yeah. Like, it's not all writing. Mm-hmm. Like you know what I mean? Like, where are these one-dimensional characters?
Yeah.
Like you only have one type of music on your iPod. You know what I mean? Like you only like one type of food. Like you can't. Like, you only have one dance move. Like, you only do the motherfucking two-step.
There's a lot of that. People want to box you in.
Absolutely.
You know, and I come from Oakland. I was raised out there, and I was raised around the music scene, you know, E40, the hyphy movement. I was a youngster growing up in that.
Yeah.
So I grew up in that, but as I started developing as an artist,
right,
I had my young stage when I was doing some stuff that was similar, but I always knew I was on a different hype. So it was a struggle for me, like, how do I find my sound and get accepted out
in,
here?
Indeed,
right.
Indeed.
I'm releasing Imagine, you know,
indeed,
I'm releasing
right,
this.
Right.
And it's so counter to the, right, the norm, so it was, it's just kind of like people want to limit you. And a lot of people wasn't feeling my music as a youngster. So I start feeling like, maybe I got to change who I am.
Right.
You know?
The great crossroads,
man.
Yes.
And that's why I talk about the crossroads on that song. It's like, what you want, to be popular or you want self-respect, something that's lasting and timeless.
Absolutely.
So that was kind of me taking that step to say, nah, I ain't tripping off of what everybody else saying, I'm going to do me.
Well, that's good. A lot of people get caught up in the matrix. In jazz,
hey,
you know this. A lot
heard
of people.
My project.
The
Separation.
Okay.
That's on my intro. You got to check that out.
See, what you're witnessing here. This is a God moment.
The Separation
moment. This is a God moment. This is a spiritual show, by the way. And a lot of times the Lord talks to us and you have these little confirmations. And the Lord whispers, because when you're an omnipotent, all-knowing God, you don't gotta show out. You made the universe. What are you going to... You don't need an entrance. You ain't Santa Claus, bitch.
Yeah.
It's God. So God will just whisper to you. And you might have been talking about something this morning, and then I confirm it. We're on the same page, and I say something out of the blue. You're like, damn, how the hell did he say that sentence the same way? Confirmation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I talk about a song, and you just say, I was just listening to that song in the car. Confirmation. You know what I mean? Well, the Lord talks to you all the time. Sometimes we pay attention. Sometimes we don't. Most times we don't. Get it together, people!
Get it together.
Speaking of which, they can't have you, Jasmine.
No, not at all.
I'm feeling selfish.
Not at all.
Took me a month to get you back.
I know.
Yeah, I'm just teasing.
Oh,
but how can they get at you? Please tell me about the website. You built a website yourself?
I built my website.
That's
what's
up.
I used a website that allows you to create, you know, the template and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was done from scratch. It was a blank screen when
scary.
I started it. And now it looks pretty amazing, you know. I'm very, very proud of myself, you know. And there was a lot of underlying technical stuff that I had to figure out on my own that I reached out to a couple of people who build websites about. And I didn't have anyone touch my keyboard. I did it all myself, so I'm super proud of myself.
That's really dope.
Yeah, I didn't have anyone doing no clicking, no typing, no anything. I figured all of everything out and, you know, made it on time for launch and everything. So it was awesome. Oh. But the website is www.ayojazz.com. Okay. That's AYEYOJAZZ. So definitely check that out. I have a section for our work, for, you know, Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue. I have my blog on there. I have my portfolio, some work that I've done, like videos and stuff. It's still being worked on because I have so much content to add and put on there. You know, I'm into so many things, like you guys spoke about, like, there's no one dimension to an artist. You know, we have so many other dimensions. And so much other that we bring to the table. So my website is me trying to get all of this on when.
Absolutely. Well, I'm in the same boat. Yeah. And Conscience, I do a lot of different things. You know what I mean? So a lot of times this podcast for me showcases everything. You know what I mean? And, you know, I always start off with a verse. Mm-hmm. And just to let you people know at home that the reason why I chose How Can I Make You Ugly Beautiful as the verse is because it goes right in with the second half of this show's theme, which is fuckery to fuck shit. Mm-hmm. How can I turn you ugly into something beautiful? How can we turn the fuckery or the fuck shit fuckery and say fuck that shit and turn it around? And before I get deeper into what AO Jazz is about and play yet another track by this bomb artist here named Conscience, I want to get into a little quote by Quentin Tarantino. And it piggybacks off of what you said. And I admire the fact, Jazz, that you built your website and that you out here hustling and that you do have the technical proficiency to do it. Conscience is also very tech savvy. When we just barely became casual acquaintances on Twitter, I was just like, we had to talk about lyrics, and he hit me with the lyrics in the inbox.
Yeah,
I was like, this dude is gonna be a fucking star.
Yeah,
because he wasn't playing no fucking games.
Yeah, he's a force.
You know what I mean? I was just like, I knew you was gonna get you in here eventually. Yeah. I didn't know, but I was like, who do I gotta kill to get you in there? Right. Who I call? He's from Oakland, right? Send Oakland a check.
Who we gotta take
exactly
out?
But Quentin Tarantino said that there's something admirable about doing everything yourself, but if you even if you couldn't, that wouldn't make you any less of a hustler.
Right. Yeah.
Because he was scared trying to be a movie director. How was he going to know about lighting, about the 33mm film and how to develop it, and angles and perspective and storyboards and all that shit? He had all these stories in his head, but he was concerned because he didn't have the whole technical know-how. And some of the best advice he said he got is that his best friend was just like, you're a movie director. Hire somebody that knows how to get the perfect mood lighting. You hire somebody that gives it a gritty look on film.
Right.
You hire a costume designer to make the time period or the geographical period or whatever.
Right.
He said, your job is not necessarily as the creator to create every fucking thing.
Right.
Your job is to communicate what it's supposed to be.
That's big.
You know what I mean? And he said, Quentin Tarantino said, that's when the light bulb went off. He was like, I believe I can be a director. We all know how this story ends, ladies and gentlemen.
Now
it's Quentin Tarantino. It's my freaking idol. If you don't know, now you know. Okay? We gotta pay a bill. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome to the new sound of smooth jazz and R&B. Get into the groove. Guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry.
Six Strings, One Love,
Chilloutronica,
and Too Smooth for Words
with Daniel A. Nelson.
The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little. I love my job. I just sip pink lemonade all day and talk shit to dope artists.
And just talk.
I'm easy to hate, but I'm more easy to love.
Yes, much
more. Conscious in the building. What's good,
yes,
though?
What's up?
I got AO Jazz in the building.
What's happening?
Co-host with the most, but actually, I'd like to boast and propose a toast.
Cheers.
It's a woman with her own blog. Actually, you got so much shit going on.
Yeah.
I forgot you be modeling like that.
I be modeling like that.
And I caught the vapors and you was taking a walk down the runway in these crazy slacks.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I was like, what's up with the modeling?
Oh, man. The modeling is going very well right now. Well, not just right now, but it's something that I do often, but people don't realize because I don't broadcast it. I don't like to boast resume. You know what I mean? I'm not that kind of person. So a lot of the stuff that people see on my social media is just me day to day. You know, like...
Do you?
That was a quick little... Purpose, but hey, man, I tell you.
Okay, for those that have missed Jasmine flipping a bar, that's what I love about digital media. You'll figure out what the day-to-day reference was in relation to Mr. Conscience, especially if you follow him on Twitter, like we're going to encourage you to do in a little bit, please. But damn, I want to ask you. That brings me to a question, because we're coming to both of y'all. We're coming to a balance segment next month, which has to do with the new moon and astrology and to some other stuff and some very special people that I have coming in that are going to explain how astrology ties into spirituality. Mm-hmm. However, the series is called 222. Balance 222, and apparently 222 is a spiritual number that means balance. Mm-hmm. It means a search for balance. When I hear podcast, when I hear I've got my own website, when I hear you've got a ton of Vine videos that date back for a minute, like you've been in the game for a minute, although you're only 25. Yeah. And then even after you've left here, after working on your new blog, website, whatever, I flip on Facebook or Twitter and you are walking down the runway.
Yeah.
My question to you is this, and I'm going to ask you too, Conscience. Are you at a point in your career where you have balance right now? Are you finding a good balance between everything?
I am. I've learned so much. You know, it really just makes me think about the last few years of my life where I felt like I couldn't have it all. I was in a place where I felt almost like I couldn't do it, you know, like I gave up on modeling almost, and, you know, I would do little things here and there, and, you know, that's why some of the things that I'm doing are a little bit later in life, because I went through a period where I wasn't sure how I felt about myself in relation to these things. So now I'm at a point where not only do I want it all, but I can do it all. I'm balancing everything, I'm juggling everything, and I'm loving it, and it's just amazing to go through a growth and a change where you go from insecurity to confidence and belief, and you don't need anyone else to validate yourself because you know what you're capable of. And that's where I came from. And so it's just really huge for me because my modeling is, I'm a great model as far as the production and the quality of work that I produce as far as being a model.
I will co-sign that. There is nothing that I have found.
I really appreciate
either breaking bread with you in the street, video shoot or whatever, or checking you out digitally, that I was like, she's not on point.
I appreciate that. I
got to co-sign that, and that's actually a bigger part of the appeal outside of the spiritual stuff.
Yeah.
that I was like, man, I really fuck with her. Yeah. That's somebody that I don't mind being in the circle.
Right. So. I really, really appreciate that because I take pride in making sure that no matter what it is, whether it's my comedy videos on Instagram and Vine and YouTube or my modeling career, me getting into radio and production and, you know, media, entertainment, like whatever it is that I'm doing, I take it very seriously and I make sure that I'm producing the best work. So, you know, I just... That's just how I was raised, like, you know. So I do find that I'm in a good place as far as balance, you know. And so that's just kind of what I've been doing is getting that alignment, you know.
Well, you even got the time to get on campus, and me and the mad scientist met you up there for a video shoot scene that's going to be on a mixtape project that I'm cooking
in
the pot, but we can't tell everything.
Yeah. I can't wait for that.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about it. I might play when Joy and get Conscious's thoughts on it. But speaking of my main man, are you in a place? Now, I know you're young, is in charge.
Yeah.
And but I remember, ain't nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I remember the energy of 22. You know what I mean? And especially when you are cut from the creative cloth,
mm-hmm.
and you got a lot to say. And, you know, you halfway in between the grown man that you will eventually be,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, and the dude who was looking for his voice way back when.
Sure.
So my question to you is, are you at a place of balance? Do you got the glow, kind of like Jazz is kind of glowing in the sunlight right now? You know what I mean? Are you at that place of balance where...
So it's a trip because... Day to day is like cementing the balance, cementing this new stage, you know.
Mm.
My name was Shady.
Okay.
Ironically.
Okay.
I started
okay.
rapping at 14 years old.
Okay.
That was the name I picked up. The neighborhood I grew up in was called the Shady 80s.
Okay.
And it's a whole bunch of other little, you know, symbolic meanings behind it. But my name was Shady. I dropped my last project, The Separation Need an Intervention, under Shady / Conscious, because I was thinking about the change.
Right.
Step.
Okay.
Now, moving forward on this project, like, everybody I meet, like you or Jazz, mm-hmm. I just met Jazz, they know me as Conscious.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'm literally, Imagine is the song that kind of cements me making the change. That's why I declare it's Conscious at the end.
Because
all the old fans and stuff know me as Shady.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely balanced, because it's like letting go of that old stuff, letting go of all the past, you know, just thoughts and boxes, and cementing this new step into the future.
The new manifesto.
When he told me that story about his transformation from Shady to Conscious, I was like, wait, what? You went by what?
But I will tell you.
It's very huge.
It's dope, but I will tell you, though, is that... Anytime I hear that amount of soul
and wisdom, right?
And you hear that wisdom, and you hear that, ladies and gentlemen, do you freaking hear me? What are you doing right now? Are you in the bathtub, distracted by the rubber ducky?
Wake up.
All right, are you paying attention to road rage?
For sure.
That dude here in that Pinto that just passed you, he can't stunt on you, dog. Focus! When somebody has... as much soul as what I heard, mm-hmm. it's typically through a certain path. That means you walk through the motherfucking fire.
Yeah.
Every time you visited the dark energy, you was in the place, mm-hmm. shady.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with this. My soul knows there is a greater purpose. I really haven't figured out what that purpose is yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that journey, when you arrive and I hear it, you know what I mean? I already freaking know. I might not have known the details of the struggle,
mm-hmm.
but I knew there was a struggle nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's up. Tell the people, we're about to get into your second joint.
Okay.
But tell people about the second one.
So
got coming up.
The second track is called My First Love Part 2.
Okay.
I released the part 1 on my first project. Well, second project, The Separation.
Okay.
My part 2 is on Day to Day, which is getting ready to be released, and I dropped it as a single.
Nice.
So it's pretty much a relationship song talking about someone I love dearly.
Oh, you hear that?
That's pretty self-explanatory.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? The man has already had plenty of experience in the arts of romantic love.
No doubt.
If I got to climb through this mic and slap you, I will do it! I wouldn't do that. However, I do want you to listen to this song, though. We'll be right back after we give it a listen.
Productions.
Yeah, my first love, you so fine, you so bad, I'm glad you mine, I take my time, I put in time, this your second song, damn you stay on my mind, I'm thinking about you, and dream about you, I really can't imagine living life without you, I want this forever, so let's make it official, when I'm at school and at work, I swear I always miss you, I could talk to you. You like my diary, that's why it's 100, cause my exes would always lie to me, but you ride with me, you ride with me, you my babe, my first love, I got you, see, I'ma tell the whole world about you, girl, cause our chemistry, the synergy, you gon' be the reason that the world remember me, let's keep it a mystery, I love you, baby, yeah. Feel it's deep. Was on some East Oakland shit, talking about women and guns, but I got over it, and you stay patient, step back and let me grow a bit, that's real love, we saw progression, you was right there with me all them nights when I was stressing, in my room tripping, struggling with depressions, them confessions was needed, I found direction, we chose to talk about life instead of sex and creating change, getting money, making investments, we shared quality time, but still got it in. You was like my girlfriend and my best friend. You was the one that I could talk to on the late night. Come through and get it right, I had to get you right. Being patient, knowing one day I'ma take flight. Just know that I love you, when you miss me, let this play bite. Singing my songs out loud. They never thought an Oakland artist would get here. How? What? Man, what's his name? And where he from? He's supposed to be hypey, ratchet, and going dumb. I grew up in that. You know I learned from it. Incorporate both styles like no one else done it. I do me. That's why we fell in love. A lot of your ex dudes ain't give a fuck. But I take pride in you, bae. I can't get enough. And I won't ever give up, even when times get tough. I made a commitment, so we forever stuck. We call it love, they say it's lust. We know the real, you know what's up. I wonder if they know my anonymous love.
This is Andy S. You're listening to Just My Thoughts, and when I'm not tuned in to the whole improv world and the mystical lands we travel to, I love listening to it.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Lacey K. I'm a recording artist, actress, dancer, model, and entrepreneur. You can check more of my music out at www.lacikayofficial.com. And right now on the E! Waters Show, you will exclusively hear my songs Running Free, On My Own, and Rejected. If you want me to be booked for any of your weddings or events, go to my website under contact and get a 10% off discount by mentioning this ad. Well, that's me. Thanks guys. I'm Lacey K, signing out.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little, we in here. Ayo Jazz, Conscious, what's good with y'all?
What's up?
So with it.
Oh, I'm really, my neck is actually hurt from bobbing to that freaking song. And I'm a connoisseur, my first lawsuit with a rapper for damages. Yeah, talk about that song, man, and how it came together. Can you do that?
Yeah, so I recorded part one for my last project, The Separation.
Okay.
I just drew inspiration. I heard the Aaliyah sample on it.
That shit is fire.
And it just came to me. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to write a track about my first love.
Okay.
And I wanted to make it real descriptive so people could, like, walk that journey with me and visualize it. So I painted that picture, put out the track. It was the last song on my project.
That's how you went out.
And it was going to be my outro.
Okay.
But then I ended up getting, like, some excerpts from, like, Martin Luther King and Malcolm. And I put that instead. But it was still, like, the conclusion song. I heard the new beat.
Okay.
And I was like, as soon as I heard it, I'm like, oh, man, this got to be part two.
You was inspired to do something else.
Super inspired, yeah. But okay. So I just wanted to keep the story going because it's supposed to be a series song. So it's going to keep, you know.
Well, and that thing needs to keep playing, especially it needs to keep playing in many people's ears. How can people get this song? Please tell them how to get a hold of that song.
So pretty much all of my social media, my music sites, if you put my name Conscious, and it's CONSCI8US. So always remember to replace the O with an H.
Okay.
The second O.
Okay, you got that, ladies and gentlemen.
And you can find all my stuff, and you go on SoundCloud, put Conscious, and bam, right there.
Okay, right. Now, let me just stop you right there, because there's a lot of people at home that know the right thing that don't do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you heard the music. The music speaks for itself. I don't even have to sit up here and try to sell you on what's going on
right
in here. We gave you bars. This podcast did not cost you nothing. We're getting you personality. We got jokes. We got freaking music. WTF. If you don't at least look at where his music is at and give those sample tracks a play, which are free, by the way, then you're part of the motherfucking problem. You are a part of the problem. You're like, oh, I know it's hot, but I'm still not gonna fuck with it, even for free.
Right.
You are one of those people.
Pretty much.
That's that fuckery.
Yeah, exactly. And be the first one to talk about Oscar So White.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, did you buy the guy? Don't talk to me. Did you buy a Conscious album?
Yeah.
Then don't be saying nothing.
Right. Yeah.
Shut your face.
You lose your ability to comment.
Pretty much.
You gotta participate.
Yeah, man.
You gotta participate.
That's the only way for it to work.
God.
You forfeited all rights to say anything.
Yes.
Shut the hell up.
Jazz, tell them please how to participate in your agenda, please.
All right. So we got the website, the blog, everything jumping off there at www.ayojazz.com. That's AYEYOJAZZ. Search Facebook for my page, AO Jazz. Type that in. SoundCloud, same, AO Jazz. What else? Instagram, AO Jazz.
Indeed. I like following you on
Princess
Instagram.
Princess Jasmine Nicole has all of my previous work, my modeling pictures, videos, comedy videos, everything that you need to possibly get a hold of. That's on my first main page. And Twitter, I like to go ham on Twitter. So make sure you at your girl at It's Ayo Jazz on Twitter. Please, you know, hit the follow button and hit me up. I talk back. So.
No doubt. And you are for hire, right? Like, oh, like if I definitely. Like if I was just like, you know, I really need a class chick for this video shoot.
Yes.
Or I really need this young girl for this independent film mm-hmm. I'm shooting.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? You are for hire, are you not? People always, could hit you up and get your services,
definitely.
No?
Definitely. All right. I have information. Well, I have previous like videos and stuff that I've done on my website. I've done commercials and other cool stuff also, but as far as my resume and work and all that, you know, it's decent. So you can email me at itsaojazz@gmail.com and we can, you know, figure out what needs to be done
That's
to make
up.
It happen.
That's
yeah. Whether it's voice involved or acting or you know.
No, you did the thing.
Music videos, you
mouthed the words to a poem you didn't even know with me coaching you for the How Is It Possible for Love to Be a Lost project.
Yeah,
so
great.
After that I was like, okay, this chick, we're gonna work together.
Yeah,
because
that's how
just,
we met. Yeah.
Yeah, that was nuts. So okay, and it
yeah.
should. We are gonna.
I love doing music videos.
I love doing music videos. Yeah.
But you know, always modeling. That's my thing. You know, I'm trying to get you know, more into. I've been slacking on my comedy a little bit just because I've been so focused on these projects.
Right.
But I do it all. So yeah, hit me up. Get some work popping.
Absolutely. Now, my mantra conscience is have Mike will travel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that diversity of knowing what a crowd in D.C. feels like, knowing what a crowd in New York feels like,
mm-hmm.
knowing what L.A. feels like, Bishop, Mammoth Lakes, and Sacramento.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Are you in the pocket right now with a project? Or if somebody is having an event, they can really get at you like, hey, we having this festival, we want you to perform. They can fuck with you
I'm
like
ready
that?
For all of that. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
Once this project has been my sole focus, getting it out. But
okay.
That's the plan, to start doing festivals in other places.
Absolutely. I would like to see a performance.
No doubt.
Of those joints, man. Them joints is real fire. Now, as you're sitting at home, ladies and gentlemen, it's all love in the studio. And we're talking about how to build. We're talking about how to link. We're talking about all the shit we're supposed to be talking about. But as I told you in the beginning, this is not only an interview with the lovely Ayo Jazz and the ahead of his time conscience.
Way ahead.
But the subtitle, yes, the subtitle is From Fuckery to Fuck That Shit. From fuckery to fuck that shit.
Wait, can we read the definition of fuckery?
The definition of fuckery.
Because I'm weak over here.
Is a fuckery is a noun, and it is a derivative of the word fuck.
I'm done.
Fuckery means absolute bullshit. Utter nonsense. Something rather suspicious that can bring forth uneasy, angry, or irritated feelings. The stunt pulled by people who don't know how to tell the truth or enjoy messing with people's heads as a hobby. You can only get away with that kind of fuckery for so long. Before it turns around and bites you in the ass.
I'm dying, yo.
Examples of industry fuckery on a 360 deal. Fuckery. Hip-hop fuckery are rappers with dresses. Rappers with flexible behavior. Like guys in tied-up t-shirts with a knot in the middle of the chest. Fuckery are promoters that exploit the passion of an artist. Another example, to me personally, of fuckery is anything that doesn't resemble unity. Conscience. Please give the people an example of fuckery to fuck that shit. Meaning, somebody was really trying to pull that fuckery on you, but you turned that negative into a positive. You said, in essence, fuck that shit, and turn that ugly into something beautiful. Do you have an example?
I feel like that's my entire career. In this.
Okay.
Literally.
Yeah. Gotcha, okay.
This whole process, you know, I dropped my first project at 16.
Okay.
So I was a youngster just spitting fire.
Okay.
And there was a lot of OGs and people who liked it, but I never had the team or support to help me get to that next
Fuck level. Shit.
Exactly. So I was pushing it out, letting my friends here. And nobody was rocking with me. So I just went through all these stages where people was putting me down. Everyone told me to stop rapping, you know. Everyone around me. They was like, you good, but just do something else. Play football. Do this, do that.
From what I heard, Spit, they told you to play football.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just stayed in my lane. I kept writing it and talking about converting it from fuckery to effort.
Yeah, right.
I said, it gave me that push, like, I'm going to show y'all that I really got this, and I'm going to get where I'm going, despite anybody's opinion. So it was like, I had to empower myself, and I did a lot of that empowering through learning, through developing myself as an artist. I kept writing, I kept studying the greats in the game, and I came out with tracks like Imagine, and dropped The Separation out of nowhere, and people were like, whoa. You really serious, huh? I told y'all I've been serious, but you know I'm grateful for the fuckery.
Right.
Well, okay.
At that level, because it helped me to pull some that extra strength and to show myself I was resilient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gave me that push to rise above it.
Indeed.
So now I got the experience of that, but I also was able to overcome it, and I know what to expect in the future. But
and fuckery is a constant.
Lot.
Well,
it's a lot.
One of the best comments I've ever heard was on a Sherlock Holmes movie. And he and Sherlock was telling Watson, he's like, there you go again, thinking that evil needs a reason. When you already know that evil is evil because it can be. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, the fuck shit is imminent.
It is.
Fuckery is imminent. Embrace it. It's going to happen. Yeah. There's nothing harder in this game than to get everybody on the same page at the same time. Yeah. Conscious, witness the fuckery, spitting flames. Nobody took him serious.
Mm-hmm.
And he used the fuckery and said, fuck that shit. I'm going to self-empower myself. You follow? You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
And boom. And although we don't like the fire, when we walk through the fire, it burns off all the bullshit.
Yeah.
And when we come out on the other side, we're like gold statues. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing that's impure that's on us. We've been through that shit. You can't hurt me no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You hurt the person you hurt was hurt by that fire. And I'm not that person anymore. You follow what I'm saying? I'm new.
Man.
You know what I mean?
That's for sure real.
Ayo, Jazz. I already know just being female in the United States is automatic. It is two tickets to fuckery. Please. I know it might be hard to choose which particular example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But take your time.
Two tickets straight to fuckery. Fuckeryville is a real place. Yeah. I've been there plenty of times. Most recently, I would probably say I had an audition for Sacramento Fashion Week. And this renowned photographer that everyone knows in the game and, you know, local to Sacramento and in other places, he's pretty well known. He produces great work. But long story short, this, for one, a black male came up to me and said... I went up to him and spoke and, you know, said hi. You know, we're acquaintances. We've worked together in the past. And, you know, he said, when are you going to do something with your hair? Mind you, I was wearing my hair in a big, you know, afro. It was natural.
Right, right.
And I looked at him, gave him a big, bright smile. And I was like, what do you mean? What do you want me to do with it? You know? And I said it in a pleasant way. I wasn't giving him attitude because I wanted to hear what he was going to say. And he said, I don't know, like straighten it or something. And I was like,
Lord G, wow.
Yeah, all right. Wow. I thought a lot of things in that moment.
Wow.
But I was like, actually, I don't like my hair straight. I love my hair the way it is. And I just walked away. I gave him a smile and, you know, said, all right, you know, good seeing you. And I walked away. And that same 10 minutes later, I had to get on the stage in front of a mall full of people, hundreds of people, judges waiting and all that, to do my audition for Sacramento Fashion Week. And it was just really a trip, like, for another black man to tell a young black woman, do something with your hair. And it was just like, the fuckery is just insane.
That is some amazing fuckery.
It was literally mind-blowing. Like, I was not expecting it at all. And anyway, it was a trip. It was a huge trip. And I killed it. So from fuckery to F that shit, I took that audition. I killed it and went on to Sac Fashion Week and ended up with my hair natural.
Yeah. She said fuck that shit and went natural. Shit.
The
gotcha.
First day I did Sac Fashion Week, they kept my hair natural and big. You know, I had like face paint and they styled it a little bit at the top, like with like a braid and, you know, a flower made out of edible sugar and stuff. Long story short, I didn't have to succumb to anything that he said or what anyone else feels about me and my natural hair, because the population, majority of the population in general, loves it. You know, they love my hair. I get a ton of compliments on it. And it's just so, just like, what the hell is this dude talking about?
That shit actually makes me a little sick. Before I dig into the fuckery and fuck that shit element of what you're saying, we all have heard this argument, just to paint a picture at home, you know what I mean? Everybody in this office of GBlue.com, including myself, is probably a descendant of Ethiopia. Most of the slave trade into this country was actually only done from a very small regional part of Africa, which was Ethiopia or Etop or what have you. But it always bothers me on the definition of popular culture of what is beauty and why does a person of African descent have to assimilate with straight hair to meet a standard of beauty. You follow what I'm saying? I had some self-hate early in the game, you know what I mean? People made a big deal out of me being a darker shade of brown when I was coming up in the freaking 80s and 90s, and it was something I fought against. And it wasn't until Wesley Snipes came in the door and Michael Jordan was jumping from the foul line that all of a sudden dark skin was sexy in popular media.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Black was always beautiful. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about American popular media, the Hollywood machine, if you will.
Right.
So it is extremely disturbing, especially I'm assuming this guy is probably an OG. He's probably not conscious age rocking that position, with all due respect to all of my 22-year-olds. Entrepreneurs getting money.
Sure.
You know what I mean? He already sounds like that. But sometimes the OGs put their foot in their mouth. Mm-hmm. How the OG tell me Jerry Curl is the best thing that ever happened to black people? I was like, wow.
That's crazy.
Think of that statement.
Mad ignorant.
Insert crowd jeers here.
Send him shopping.
Yes.
One-way ticket.
And how did I turn that fuckery into fuck that shit? I got a bald head. Fuck that Jerry Curl.
Oh, my God. Pretty much. Fuck that Jerry Curl.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
Another part of fuckery is what the radio stations often do, and that's only play the same about a dozen artists over and over and over and over again when you got blazing hot underground talent in these streets. So since we're a podcast and we don't have to answer to the same guys the record companies have to answer to, we're taking their fuckery and saying, fuck that shit, and we're playing new artists, exclusive, brand new, ZFG. My man Esso has a project that's fire. Peace, shout out, 21 Gun salute to my man. This dude is a very real dude. Check out this track. It's from his new album called Finally Focused. Give it a listen.
Everyone defending it. It's hard to swallow like some cinnamon. They want to pump you up a Ritalin. If you started acting different, and then I ask them what the difference is between y'all and the simpletons. A bubble fibs, what they spinning, kid. And you be sitting there listening, twittering, thumb fiddling. Catch me chasing after dividends. I know it sucks, but it never ends. And it haunts you like a loved one's remembrance. When I want to redirect it, man. The villain cycle whipping back around again. God fuck, man. Damn, Brenda, shit that got repetitive. It's chilling on me like a sedative. And I forgot that I resented it. And I repeat the same mistakes that I regret again. The stress is getting in. But I won't let it win. They try to keep you on a minimum. Keep swinging like a pendulum. One day I change it in the interim. I just forget it with the fifth of rum. I need a little love. I see the passive bro, I'm stepping up. And asking y'all to put the weapon up. The homie shooting wasn't repping us. The snakes around, but you're venomous. And they ain't letting up. They ain't letting up. They ain't letting up.
Salutations are welcome you to the greatest nation. The age you stand in is you only here for vacation. Hope you stand, cause we just better than other places. Home of the freedom, but most of people just slightly racist. Since you arrived, let me tell you how to survive. If you plan on going outside, keep the scan light of the mind. If it is, you'll be just fine. If it ain't, she's probably high, cause in the instant you'll be a villain and you'll probably die. But that's unlikely, besides solving the melanin. And that's only what happens if you just look like the president. That's one example, now look at our other residents. To see what happens if you just choose to be Mexican. You cross the border cause you feel family's important. You want it better for your kids, America's what you wanted. Then you need to some white folks, then you build up some porches. They hit you off with a thank you and now they got you deported. Now ain't that gorgeous, America where you never win. More respect for the sports than any soldier's a veteran. So screw the uniform, better get you a lot of men. You want the afterlife cause your sacrifice is irrelevant. Then there's the children, we know they love in America. We took away their dreams when we woke them up with a sight of them. I know it's gorgeous, I mean it's freaking America. Where bullet holes make heroes and badges make you a terrorist.
Don't you
start thinking different.
Start thinking different.
Don't you
start thinking different.
With Graffiti Blue on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban cult lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little, welcome back. Goodness gracious. That was my main man, Esso from ZFG, and the song was titled Thinking Different. We're going to bring it right back with Esso from ZFG. Why not? Why the fuck not? We support independent artists over here at Just My Thoughts with Graffiti BLEU. We're in the studio with AEO Jazz and Conscience, and they are two beautiful souls, and I am blessed to have those guys as guests. But right now we're going to take a break before we sign out and give a salute to the other generals in the area. We're bringing it right back with SO from ZFG, and this one is titled Blowing Up.
Yeah. 5'6" with some shrill hips. Oh, my dog's gonna feel this. She looked me in the eye, hit a little twist. And I said, I don't dance, but I will sip. And she said, I don't drink, but I roll a ill split. And I said, I smoke dank, yeah, but damn, I'm still lit. So we went our own ways, and I put it on shit. The very next day, she regretted like shit. Don't play with him, okay? Don't play with me, rotate. I'm drinking something dark, keep the rosé. I ain't making no movie, but I role play. I'm fucking with some oil, no Monet. I can see my fucking breath, not a cold day. I'm doing new things in an old way. I'm just trying to leave my mark before I go away. Yeah, I'm sick and an antidote. Dismissed from the motherfucking catacombs. Get the clips when I spatter flow. Y'all break the internet and shit, I'ma crack the globe. Man, that's sweet like a cantaloupe. And I'm feeling OG, how I stand alone. And I'm acting like I'm feeling even madder though. I'm trying to put us on the map, yeah, for the rap, not the capital shit. You know I wanna chill, baby, no, I gotta go. Me mugging down the road, thinking about my goals. Breathing in a little roach with my general. Pocket full of federal notes because I've been working for show, yeah. Won't stop till I give me your bow. Till then, I'll be rolling it up and I'll be blowing it up. What? I'm rolling it up and then I'm blowing it up. What? Said I'm rolling it up and then I'm blowing it up. Yeah. I'm rolling it up and then I'm blowing it up. What? I roll it all up in a big fat blunt. Then I get hella stuck like a motherfucker. Yeah. My favorite weed smell like Nordstrom. I blow shit out of proportion. We touch her skin smooth as porcelain. We split two strings, that's a foursome. I hit them both at once like a Mormon. Be cool, please try not to force it. That dude be tight like a corset. Get lifted, rotate the orbit. She tell me she like my chorus. I tell her I like her gorgeous. Hate wine, but I let her pour it. And I caught my buzz like a hornet. Your style is wet, I adore it. You cool off the blood, I support it. It's more for me, so I scorch it. She try to block me out, but I'm scoring. I'm dipping that. Got him looking at me in a whole different way. And bitches so much shape, but damn it, I'm a ricochet. And then I send them packing just like it's a limited date. Oh, girl, you fucking with the renegade. That's why I'm dipping up the interstate. I got some visions of some real estate. So now I got these bills to pay. I'll be grinding for a minute, but you probably see me rolling it up. And I'll be blowing it up. What? Said I'm rolling it up, and then I'm blowing it up. Yeah. Said I'm rolling it up, and then I'm blowing it up. What? I roll it all up in a big fat blunt, then I get hella stuck like a motherfucker, yeah. Don't play with me, rotate. Don't play with me, okay, yeah. Don't play with me, rotate. Don't play with me, don't play with me. Don't play with me, rotate. Don't play with me, okay, yeah. Don't play with me, rotate. Don't play with me, don't play with me, yeah.
Still feeling like Hans Gruber.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy big children and little. That was my main man, Esso. That's E-S-S-O-P. The P is silent, like the D in Django. From ZFG, and the title of that track was Blowing It Up. He was here. He was here. Andrew Defy was here. ZFG was up in here. And we was kicking it. Check out the previous podcast to catch that. Actually, I will post the link on this event page advertising this and wherever it is so that you could know them a bit better. The album is dropping on 420. How appropriate. For all of my heads that know the significance of that number. That's dropping this year, 420. Check it out. Go get it. Just support the indie movement, please. Are you tired of what's going on the radio? Are you really tired of the fuck shit on the radio? You want to say fuck that shit and give a big middle finger to the establishment? Spend the $9 on a download. If you like the song, spend the 99 cents on it. And you will speak with your dollars, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say it again. You speak with your dollars. The album is called Finally Focused. And he's just a great MC and a really, really, really good dude. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, my name is David Fleming, and the name of my company is Alabaster Box Soaps. The web address is also Alabaster Box Soaps. I make all natural soaps from shea butter, cocoa butter, and mango butter. I also do make goat's milk soaps, along with several different varieties of lavender soaps. I do have a Facebook page by the same name, Alabaster Box Soaps, and I hope that you take the time to visit my website and my Facebook. I'm sure that there is something there that you will love to have.
Let me personally thank Conscious and Jazz coming through for this extremely special podcast.
Yeah.
This is really like the team, y'all. I don't even feel like this is like some crazy goodbye.
No.
I have a feeling that me and Conscious are going to link on some level. I'm not sure what, but we got some bars in the future.
Of course.
Jazz, you already know what it is.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to leave the people? Is there anything you want to sign off and tell these people about?
Don't sleep. Be on the lookout because me, G Blue, Conscious, we're all going to be making moves, whether it's together, separate. We're all working on our own individual projects as well as working on things together. Conscious and I have some game plans and some things we're working out. So just please stay on the lookout. Involve yourself on our social pages, all three of us.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not anything. It's not anything you can't be involved in and your voice be heard. We love to, you know, have our people support us and talk back. So definitely just stay linked, stay involved. And that's just pretty much where I stand with that.
Absolutely. No, I agree. Totally.
Supporting.
I mean, you know, I always tell people, Jazz and Conscious, mm-hmm. I give away way more art than I charge for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you don't want to buy a book out of gblue.com or download an album, I'm not even freaking mad, but mm-hmm. I know as a man, you know what I mean, that I give every creation my 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can listen to this motherfucking podcast with all these hot guests and not be entertained, mm-hmm. and we in here having fun talking about the Lord, then I can't help you.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying? That's just what it is. If you wanna listen to suspect flexible rap instead, yeah. that is your right. But you know where the real shit is.
Man, that's the seven.
For real. Conscious, speaking of the real, since we all are here, since Jazz is on Real Boulevard, mm-hmm. and I'm on Real Avenue, do you have anything real you want to leave with the people before
first,
we get out of here?
On a personal level, you know, I'm at this stage in my career where I'm looking for anybody who's willing to, you know, be a part of my team, whether it's mm-hmm. people shooting videos, graphic designers, any stylist, anybody who's willing to be a part, because this is bigger than music. It's mm-hmm. it's a whole movement I'm doing with this whole, the separation movement, the day-to-day movement. It's a lot of ideas, and I'm just at the stage where I got the content.
Okay.
I need the team so
right.
we can build it to that next level.
Absolutely.
So
okay.
reach out to me. People, y'all can hit me on Instagram, Twitter. My email is at conscious@yahoo.com. Just reach out to me. And on a in a general sense, I'll leave y'all with just do you.
That's what's up.
Because this world ain't going to ever make you feel important if you ain't in the hype, if you ain't got,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the power, all the money. But you empower yourself when you don't allow none of that to move you. You just keep doing what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
despite any recognition, despite anything, because we get our power and our recognition from God.
Amen to that one.
Amen to that one. I'm gonna leave you guys with this, and I'm piggyback off of what Conscious said, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, thank God for both of y'all for coming through. That was real king and queen shit. I didn't gain success until I defined what success was,
mm-hmm.
and didn't let other people define what success was.
Right.
The media might tell you, that success is in the form of a husband, a wife, mm-hmm. 2.5 kids, 1.5 cars in the garage, white picket fence, and a house in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. You might not be that girl. You might not be that dude. You might be the loft dude mm-hmm. who plays the jazz guitar at the beatnik spot at 2 in the morning. Hmm. You might be the chick that flies as an airline stewardess and tears up the runway every town she flies to. Shout out to Ayo Jazz.
What's happening? I saw the reference. Yeah. I was like, okay, these slides.
That was slick. I was trying to be slick.
Yeah, he was being slick.
But you see what I'm saying is your own definition yeah. is what the success is, definitely. Not what the TV tells you what success yeah. is or whatever. And that's why I hate that's why I dislike many elements mm-hmm. of the game we all play in.
Right.
Because the game will tell you if you're not a platinum rapper, for example, you don't got no value. But does the independent dude who sold 60,000 units with no middleman in a week, that's an L?
No.
That is an L?
Right.
You follow what I'm saying? 60 G's. Straight to your pocket. Uh-huh. Excuse me. 60,000 times whatever the CD costs.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Times 10. Exactly. 600 G's. Okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, I can do math in my head. So what? And it's like, really? That's an L? Mm-hmm. So dudes will be bugging. Yeah. Because those same guys will be like, oh, that's an L. If they saw a shoebox with 600 G's, would they turn their nose up at that?
No. Mm-hmm.
No, they run as fast as they fucking ass can carry them. They're like, mine. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you define what success is
mm-hmm.
Before you do that. Of course, you know what it is with me. I am the novelist, author, poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, a.k.a. Graffiti Blue. You can find me on Twitter, especially, GRAFFITI_BLEU. Sorry for you educated folks, but there's some people out there that don't know how to spell graffiti. I'm just saying.
Unfortunately.
Or go to GBLEU.com. Check the catalog out. Might stay for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You may read something for free. Or you might buy something from me. Who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes.
Appreciate you for having me.
Hey, yeah. man. I always have fun when we do this, man. Thank y'all so much. Peace, love, and hair grease to all of you listeners out there. The three of us are out.
All right, y'all.
Peace.